L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
The quickest 100 minutes in sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. All right, we're tracking the line movement right now. The playoffs are set. I can't believe we have all these rematches across the board, but we do. So there's sort of somewhat of a barometer. San Francisco beat Seattle twice. Jacksonville beat up. They crushed the Chargers early in the season in Los Angeles. The Bills and the Dolphins split. The Bills and Dolphins split. You remember the Bills? It was like week two or three. It was hot as hell in Miami, and Miami won. And then Buffalo beat them in a snowstorm last month. So I'm just talking about like the rematch. We can go over the exact scores here. The Vikings and Giants played. They just played, actually, the Vikings and Giants. And the Vikings beat them 27-24 the day before Christmas. So it was a three-point game, and they post another three here. Baltimore and Cincinnati play today. Yet, I don't know, it's kind of a weird game. You know, they didn't have Lamar Jackson. It was 27-16. And Baltimore actually beat Cincinnati earlier in the year, 19-17. So they split. San Francisco beat Seattle both times, as we talked about. And Dallas and Tampa played 2 years in a row to start the season, right? And now they're playing again. Tampa beat them 19-3. Tampa beat them in a track meet last year. Remember, it was 31-29 last year in the season opener. And then this year, they beat them 19-3. It's, you know, you would figure that Dallas would be too much for Tampa Bay with that defense that they have. Yet, it was actually Jason Garrett that brought up a great point, and I want to give him credit for it. I could just, you know, throw out the number myself, but no, you know, Jason Garrett was the one that brought it up. And he would know. He's the former head coach of this football team, right? But he said, you know, Dallas going into Tampa, and normally he's pretty pro-Dallas. Not like he's anti-Dallas because or anything. He likes Jerry Jones, you know what I mean? So, but he said, I'd be worried if I was Dallas, and he talked about how Dallas on grass is not as good. They're 1-4 on grass this year, Dallas. And he talked about, like, their defensive line is speed-based. And he said on grass, they can't get it off as quickly. And it's evident as they're 1-4. And then he even said, he goes, they've always struggled on grass. It takes away the speed, which is a good point because the Cowboys are a very fast team, right, on offense and defense. So, and you know Tampa is going to let that grass go a little bit here. You know what I'm saying? Going to slow the Cowboys down as much as possible. It would be a catastrophe for the Cowboys to lose this game, but see stuff with catastrophe like the Cowboys does, right? Late Night Anger Management Class, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. We got football fever, but we are going to talk some baseball in a couple of minutes with Jason B. Takaffin. We're now 36 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting, but there's been some baseball news over the weekend. Trevor Bauer is now free to sign with any team. Will anybody sign him? We'll break that down. The World Baseball Classic is coming up, and it's pretty lit, man. The rosters are starting to be finalized. There was a press conference in Tokyo earlier in the day, or late last night, whatever their time zone difference is. You know what I'm saying? This was earlier in the day, last night, whatever. There, last night, there, here, whatever. You know what I mean? So Ohtani is in. Yu Darvish is in. It's basically a who's who, the World Baseball Classic. There's been four World Baseball Classics before, and Japan have won two of them. The United States have won once, and the Dominican Republic have won one. This is like, there are some serious heavyweight players, all right? And I'm not talking about their weight that are playing in this tournament. The Dominican Republic lineup is stacked, all right? Like, Pamela Anderson's flat next to this lineup. All right? Like, a stacked lineup here. The Dominican, they have too many players, actually, the Dominican. It's like, whoa, all right, you guys got basically, the Dominican Republic have, eight all-star outfielders, and, their starting pitching is lethal, all right? So, this thing is going to be lit. Jason B. Dockerman's going to step up, and in the NFL playoff bracket is set. We got the College National Championship game Monday night. Ian Cameron will join us at Level 3. We're going to get into this game. We're going to the props as well. So, it's up to 13.5. The total is 63.5. I like TCU plus the points. I like the over in this football game. Anytime touchdown scoring props. Kenny McIntosh, minus 200. Brock Bowers, -190. Kendre Miller, minus 185. DeMarcado was minus 185. McConkey, minus 120. Quentin Johnson, minus 115. These are pretty big numbers. I will have Quentin Johnson to score a touchdown. Third-ranked wide receiver in the NFL draft. We have the updated NFL draft standings. Seattle flipped, even though they didn't play. Right? So they went from 3 to 5. So we can get you caught today with that a little bit later on. Jason B. Tackerfin. We got a lot of stuff to unpack. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
More. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. We haven't said that in a couple of weeks, actually. I realized that. I'm like, man, we haven't spoken to Jason B. Tackerfin in a little while because it was Christmas and then it was New Year's, but we're back. Let's do this thing. Jason B. Tackerfin steps up and then a three-time champion, A-ball affiliate, general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, the Vancouver Canadiens, has a great baseball podcast, used to work for the UFC and more, but, you know, and sports executive as well. Jason, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Happy New Year. Thank you so much for having me. I'm ready to kick off this 2023 season.
All right, there's a lot of stuff to get to, and pitchers and catchers are reporting. It's around the corner. We're into January now. February is creeping up on us. So Trevor Bauer had his suspension reduced, time served was deemed to be appropriate, and the Dodgers had an opportunity to retain him if they wanted to. And even though they are on the hook to pay him, they still said, you know what, we don't want this guy in our room. They owe him another $22 million. He can sign for the league minimum. The Dodgers are actually paying him. So ESPN had a great article today speaking to, you know, the classic unnamed general managers, agents, and everybody else in between, about a dozen of them. And it was pretty much, well, nobody's ever going to touch this guy. He's a pariah, and it's just not worth the blowback and all this type of stuff. And then there were a couple of guys that said, well, I wouldn't sign him, but all it takes is one. And when you consider how many teams in the league need pitching, I am of the belief that Trevor Bauer will be signed. What's your opinion on the Trevor Bauer situation?
I agree with you. I think if I was a betting man and you would say, how many innings is he going to pitch in Major League Baseball this year, I would take the over on, let's say, 0.5 innings or one out. Just for exactly what you said, I don't like comparing situations in different sports with different crimes or with different situations, but Greg Hardy can play for the Cowboys after what he did. Evander Kane can play, you know, become a free agent. He went to a Canadian market and played in hockey. Like, he went to the Edmonton Oilers to play next to Connor McDavid, right? Domingo Germán.
Evander Kane was just accusations, right, for the right. most part, yeah.
But if you're talking about the called the PR.
He did fake a COVID. He did present a fake COVID vaccination card.
Right? But if you're talking, that's another story. At this point, you're talking about what it's going to look like. You're worried about the perception.
Well, I think of Aroldis Chapman. I think of all these guys. You know, there's a lot of, listen, there's been a lot of domestic abuse, actually, in baseball over the last couple of years.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and not, listen, I almost don't even feel bad, because I'm not going to be one of these, like, Dana White defenders online. Well, you know, she slapped him first. If you don't like it, you don't like it. If it's graphic, it's graphic. I get it. He had consensual sex that was on the rough side, was sued, was never criminally charged, and was not only found not guilty in these suits. And let's be real, it's pretty easy to win a civil suit. So not only did he not lose a civil suit, he wasn't charged criminally, didn't lose a civil suit, and was found that the plaintiff had to pay his legal fees when it was all said and done, and the judge agreed. So I'm not sitting here saying Trevor Bauer is, you know what, that this guy is the biggest innocent victim in the world. I personally think people already didn't like him, right? Yeah. From his video vlogs, from his comments, from the fact that he actually exposed pitchers by stating that we're cheating and you get a better advantage. He threw a baseball at a center fielder. I can go on and on. People just don't like him. I think that comes into it as well. But point blank, there are far worse people participating on national television and sporting events than Trevor Bauer. He never committed a crime.
The other thing is that right now we're talking at a very objective time in January where you're able to make sober thoughts and sober comments, and you're able to, let's say, you don't have...
Well, yeah, wait till you lose a couple of arms, right, in the first month of the season. So that's what I sort of wanted to ask you. He doesn't get signed right away, right? This is going to be a process of a couple of months.
Yeah, listen, wait until a few of his friends could vouch for him and then could convince the GM, listen, let's go all in here. We can get this guy for a league minimum, which... sounds like an Evander Kane situation. I'm not comparing the off-field or off-ice situations, but that's kind of what happened. And that's why this situation will heat up the more that we get close to the season. Someone gets injured, a team gets very good.
Do you think, well, here's a team that's kind of had a quiet off-season and could use a quality arm of Trevor Bauer and his caliber of arm, the Dodgers. Do you think the Dodgers did the right thing? Would you have given him a chance if you were the Dodgers?
No, because I think that there's too much drama there for the last year and a half for them to welcome.
There should be a fresh start somewhere else.
The Dodgers have enough money. They're going to use their economies of scale to be able to say, well, look, well, like we always talk about, they get $377 million from, you know, from their TV deal before they sell a ticket and they lead the league in attendance. So they have the money assigned for this. They can pay $22.5 million for Trevor Bauer to not pitch for them. That was the right decision. But you look at organizations and you know, the Padres are all in this. This might be their last dance with Machado and Hader and Darvish and Snell. Yeah. They're all free agents after this year. And then Soto has another year after that. You know, you look at, let's say, I think the Mets will stay away from him because –
just because of the market and how insane, yeah, yeah.
He
signs for the Texas Rangers. It's a story for a day or two, and then everybody moves on with their life.
Yeah.
He signs with the New York Mets, or he goes back to Los Angeles. I get it, especially New York with the Post and the Daily News, and it would just be a circus. And plus, he is somewhat of a clown. And I don't say that, you know, I didn't mean that in a joking way, but he likes the circus. He embraces it. He is a, you know what I mean? He would tell you, yes, I like the bigger the circus, I like. I mean, he's one baseball player that likes chaos.
Yeah, he is always advocating for baseball to be more fun. He's always advocating, you know, he does like a touchdown dance after strikeouts. And you would need an organization to be like, listen, you talk on your days after you're pitching or when you have to talk. But other than that, like no vlogs, no nothing. You're just going to lay low for a year and you just pitch, because we would want Trevor Bauer, the pitcher, no drones or whatever the hell happened in 2016. Like, just be as blend in as much as possible. But listen, he's a very unsavory person. He did a lot of, you know, again, I don't like judging what he did in comparison, but it would be very difficult for a team to bring him in. But that said, there's a lot of unsavory people, and there's a lot of people who have done serious crimes that are still playing in all the major sports and college football too. So it's not like it would be so unheard of if he would pitch again.
Jason B. Takifin kicking with us. In the ESPN article, one player agent that represents major players said, if you sign someone with that type of baggage, you have to walk them through the reclamation tour. And I don't think he's coachable for that.
Right.
See, that's one of the things that I think teams are going to be worried about, that he's going to be defiant with the media.
Yeah.
Like, he sued back. He has been defiant. He's been defiant online. Like, he's not just going to go quietly into the night. When it's asked about it, he's going to say, I didn't do anything. Right. So, and that's his right to say that. But as we stated, he will be a distraction because of his personality. Unless he rolls in and he tells them, listen, I want to play baseball and I'm going to drop the vlog and I'm just going to pitch every 5 days. I don't want to be a distraction. If he says that, then I think he's going to get a job quicker.
I think so. I mean, I think that's nice. He obviously has been humbled.
That's crazy for me even saying that out loud. He ain't changing, bro. He is who he is.
No, it's also the way he is who he is has also worked for him. He got that incredible contract with the Dodgers because of his, call it lip service, like because of him talking his way into getting $35 million per year.
Right. He talked his way into being that big time contract pitcher.
Now, an interesting situation would be that if he sues Major League Baseball, because this has cost him a lot of money, and this has cost him the opportunity to really cash in.
He has a case solely due to the fact that he was not found guilty. He was made a pariah and has missed the last 2 years, essentially. Yes. Yes. If you take the human element and emotion of, I don't like him and this, okay, let's go in a court of law. I got to tell you, he's got a case. All right, there's a lot of stuff I want to get to besides Trevor Bauer. More with Jason B. Takifin on the other side. Let's do this thing. Bring it.
Your home for the winning edge, but you can call it the unfair advantage. But don't take our word for it. Just ask a winner. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Jason, a lot of stuff I want to get to, including the Boston Red Sox, who are a pretty unpredictable team in how they handle their day-to-day operations. And people are wondering why Devers, why not Bogarts, why not Betts? And there are actual reasons. There's actually reasons. You're already sort of, yep. But again, Devers is 3 years, 4 years younger, than Bogarts. They were up against it financially with the Betts stuff. They had the bad contract with David Price. Doesn't make any of it right. But what's your opinion on the Red Sox? And they're always criticized for not re-signing players, but then they turn around and they give them $331 million.
Yeah, and also give Masataka Yoshida, who's never played in Major League Baseball, $90 million, also to play in the outfield. Very unusual offseason for the Red Sox. They had to sign Rafael Devers. He's 26 years old. It's a great contract for Devers. He gets $330 million over 11 years. Still gets to be a free agent at 37, by the way, which hopefully with the DH in both leagues, and who knows what baseball is going to look like in 10, 11 years, still could be pretty good. He has Justin Turner as a safety net at third base, so maybe Devers could either DH a little bit more, or maybe he's a defensive replacement, or they can kind of figure it out. Justin Turner's known as like Mr. Teammate. So they'll sort of figure that out. And I know he's very excited to work with Devers at third base, or at the very least, Turner said that he's going to DH and he doesn't really want to play at third base. He said that with a little bit of a smile. They had to do this. They had lost, you know, Gabe, this, when I first heard the news, this reminded me of the Oakland A's signing Eric Chavez in 2004 with an extension where it's like, all the names are different. We're like, okay, Ortiz retires, Mookie Betts gets traded, Bogarts leaves, Nate Eovaldi leaves, and they keep this one guy. And it just so happens to be a third baseman, just so happens to be a very good third baseman. But it sounds a lot like, we'll let Miguel Tejada go, we'll let Tim Hudson go get traded to Atlanta, Jermaine Dye's leaving, Mark Mulder. Like, it, the names, it's the same concept. And I know the A's are rebuilding, coming off sort of the Moneyball A's, but like, the Red Sox shouldn't be doing this, but that's kind of how it feels like, where they're kind of letting everyone go, but they're keeping this one guy, and it totally makes sense to keep this one guy. They should have kept the other guys, but this one guy makes a ton of sense. He is also very rare to get a left-handed hitting power third baseman like this, who already has a World Series ring at 26 years old, is remarkable.
What do you make of basically not a trade, but the exchange of Justin Turner being on the Boston Red Sox right now, and J.D. Martinez being on the Los Angeles Dodgers? Does the change of cities and coast do them both good? Will they both be what the respective clubs want them to be?
I think it'll benefit J.D. Martinez more. He's going to be reunited with Mookie Betts. They had a great relationship when they first joined together in 2018. I think J.D. Martinez will have a lot of
pressure on Martinez. He can sort of hit in the back end of the order, right? Not as much pressure.
Yeah, he can be J.D. Martinez, right? And there's going to be a lot of young guys. There's going to be a lot of young hitters, and he can assume the role as Papa Bear, so to speak, and assume the role as mentor, and have someone like Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman to kind of talk around the batting cage. They're all very serious about hitting. Like, the stories about J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts just talking about hitting all night and just in the clubhouse all the time is just like, it's legendary, and they just hit it off. And, you know, Justin Turner will be fine with the Red Sox. I think the fans will like him. He's a clutch player. He has rejuvenated his career. He's someone sort of very aspirational. And I think he's going to fit in with like the Dodgers West, right? Like Alex Cora.
Well, that's the thing. Dodgers, now they bring Jansen in now as well, even.
Kike Hernandez, the manager, like, there's just a lot of extra.
Chris Martin, Jansen, I can go on. There's like multiple former Dodgers on this team.
It's really unusual, but it is what it is. And they had a pretty good run, so you might as well pluck some of their good players. I think J.D. Martinez will get the better of that trade, like you said, but I think Justin Turner's going to be perfectly fine with the Red Sox.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us. So, the countdown is on right now. We've got pitchers and catchers reporting, obviously, in about a month's time. Yet, the World Baseball Classic is back. And this is great stuff, the World Baseball Classic. This is the fifth edition. Japan have won twice. The United States won once. And the Dominican Republic have won once. If you're wondering how much Major League Baseball players care about this tournament, all you need to know is that, while Ohtani, Yu Darvish, and Suzuki have all confirmed their participation for Team Japan. And here's the quote from Ohtani at a news conference in Tokyo. I remember watching the games the last time with my heart pounding. Now I get to play. And so I really want to play. I'm focused on winning. So the national pride of this, Ohtani doesn't get to win with Japan. Japanese manager Kuriyama says, we're building our game centered around pitching. So Japan's coming with the pitching. They got some superstars. The Dominican Republic is rolling in with a freaking all-star team. The U.S. lineup is pretty good and pretty deep as well. This is a showdown of the ages, bro. And like, I tell you what, like, they care. It's like they care as much as the soccer players in the World Cup. To them, this is, and especially like the U.S. players get it, but the Dominicans are all in. Japan, Korea, they're all in. Like, this is big time stuff. It's a great tournament.
I'm going to list you four players who have committed to playing, okay? Yu Darvish is turning 37 years old. He's going into his free agent year. He can join the $43.3 million club when he becomes a free agent. He's playing baseball for free for his country. Manny Machado has an opt-out after this year. He's going to be 31. He's committed to playing for Dominican Republic. Julio Urias, by the way, who he is a free agent after this year, he's committed to playing for Mexico. And Shohei Ohtani, who may make close to $1 billion, or at least closer to $1 billion than not.
The biggest free agent in the history of the sport.
In the history of the sport.
He's going to play for free.
is playing for free. And we talked about this, and everyone talked about this, rather, in 2006. It was my first year in minor league baseball. And everyone's like, it's going to take about a generation to get this thing going to where everyone wants to play. Is spring training the right time? Is, you know, do you do, you know, Jason Stark always had this great idea of, like, you know, do you have the semifinals and finals during the All-Star week? Like, there's always been these great ideas, but now you look at the names that have committed, and it feels like in their fifth iteration that they are deadly serious about this all over the world, not just two or three countries. And I'll just add this. Shame on the NHL for letting the World Baseball Classic become the second best global best-on-best tournament. The NHL should be doing something like this every two or three years. I don't think they've had the best-on-best. I think since, what, that really weird World Cup of Hockey where they had, like, Team Europe and Team two, Under 21.
Nobody cares unless it's the Olympics.
And it was in Toronto. And it was like shame on the NHL.
They didn't even, some of the countries, they were like, yeah, we're just going to merge you three countries because we're so insulting.
Go tell Manny Machado he's going to merge his...
We're going to take Venezuela and Puerto Rico. We're going to take Puerto Rico, Venezuela. We're just going to put you guys together and call you... Come on.
And you look at the host cities. At least, you know San Diego and Miami, at least in North America.
It's going to be jumping. Crazy.
And that's going to be an atmosphere and a half. And if everyone talks about, you know, baseball players, and everyone talks about, oh, well, you know, do these guys play for free and they make so much money now? All you hear is the big contracts. I just listed four guys. We didn't even talk about Max Scherzer. We didn't even talk about Justin Verlander. We didn't talk about
Mike Trout's playing.
Josh Hader, Aaron Nola, right? These are guys who are becoming, who may become free agent after this season. They are willing to play for free. Good on Major League Baseball for pushing this tournament. It's a fifth iteration, and this is the year it really feels big.
It really does. There's more anticipation leading into this. Normally, it's just sort of baseball geeks, and you're right. It's getting some mainstream coverage. They already have odds up for it. And so for the record here, we've got Alcantara, the starting pitchers for the Dominican Republic. Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Luis Castillo, and Sandy Alcantara.
It's not bad. I mean, Sandy Alcantara will probably start, you know, has Japan announced their full rotation?
No, they haven't. So
Darvish and Otani are pretty good 1 and 2.
I think they have actually their press conference, but I don't have it in front of me, I should say. So there's a couple of guys from the Japanese league and stuff, right?
So Darvish and Otani as your 1 and 2. And then, by the way, Otani's probably going to play right field or whatever. He can come in and close, and who knows?
Let me get the Japanese stuff. I just wanted to blast through this. This is Dominican. It's all like locked up here. Gary Sanchez, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Jose Ramirez, Jeremy Pena, Manny Machado, Starling Marte, Julio Rodriguez, Juan Soto, Jimenez, but I think he's hurt. Jimenez, Devers, Meja, Kendall Marte, Nelson Cruz, Pedro Severino, Robinson Cano, Teoscar Hernandez, and Wander Franco. That's their team.
So is Jose Ramirez going to play second base? Then
I don't know.
Play third?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to approach it. Dude, they're so deep, this team. This is insane.
Starling Marte is probably like their third best right fielder, and he's one of the best right fielders in baseball.
Let me see. Japan. So just for the record here, the odds, we'll get to the rosters as it approaches, which we're now 36 days away from spring training and pitchers catchers reporting. But the Dominican Republic is favored at plus 200 with this lineup we just went over. USA is plus 250. Japan is plus 550. Puerto Rico is 9-1. Venezuela is 19-1. Japan have won twice, and I cashed those tickets in the early days, and we only got a minute here. But, you know, like you said, it was different then. Japan were 100% in from day one. They were like, we're going to send a message to the world that, you know, this is what we do here. They were really in since day one. I remember the U.S. team was good, but it was more the Curtis Grandersons of the world and the Shane Victorinos. It wasn't, right? Now, it's all-stars. Like, the best of the best are playing on these teams, so the U.S. are in the mix, but... we've got about 30 seconds here, Jason. What's your feel right now? If you had to lay a bet down on this one team, one nation, who would you take?
If you can still get Dominican Republic at
plus 200
at this point with the rotation you just mentioned, I would jump all over that. Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Luis Castillo, Sandy
Alcantara. Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the best pitcher in baseball was the fourth one that we just mentioned, or at least the
Cy Young Award winner. One of the guys with ice in his veins in the playoffs, in the World Series. Yeah. And that had 27 quality starts in a row, whatever.
So now...
L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Christian Javier, by the way, who almost threw a no-hitter, or who led a no-hitter.
So they have hitting and pitching. They're not just loaded on offense. That's the
and
thing.
They want to win. So if you can still get at this
point, want to win badly.
Public plus 200, you jump all over that.
Jason, man, time always flies. Happy New Year. Great stuff as always, my man.
Great to hear from you, Gabe. Thanks so much.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Something about baseball strategy.
The only thing I know about strategy is that whatever the manager does, it's wrong. Unless it works, in which case he's a button pusher.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, but everyone else in between. Thanks to Jason B. Takafin for joining us on the show. I want to get back to football, but just discussing Trevor Bauer. A lot of guys in our chat are talking about Trevor Bauer right now. And just to clarify here with Trevor Bauer, the Dodgers already paid him. The Dodgers basically gave this guy like $40 million a year for 2 years not to pitch. Right? They gave, you know what I mean? They told him to leave, and they didn't want him back. They took a team vote, and they didn't want him back. The team voted, no, we don't want this guy back ever. So long story short, so he was suspended, which he shouldn't have been. Like I said, I'm not defending, you know what I mean? If somebody does something, like, against a woman, I'll be the first to say, hey, I'm just stating facts here. He wasn't charged with a crime. It was investigated. No, there was never a crime. It did, you know what I mean? It was never a crime. It was barely investigated. Like, it was not a crime. The cops were like, it's a civil issue, right? If she got a problem, it's a civil issue, right? There was never a crime. It was consensual. Normally, like I said, you settle. Like, Deshaun Watson settled 22 lawsuits. Deshaun said, no, I don't want to go to court. I'll just pay you, right? Trevor Bauer said, no, let's go to court. Take me to court. Let's go to court. He went to court. He went to civil court. They went to court. He won. And not only that, there was so much stuff that was out there after whatever. It went so poorly for the plaintiff that Bauer, like, flipped it and sued her for, like, to pay for his legal damages since it was frivolous. It was deemed frivolous, essentially. I hate to be cold about it. I'm not being light. I'm just telling you that he, like, dude, like, they had to pay his legal fees. That's not a guilty man. If you want to go by the system here, that's not a guilty man. Imagine if you got accused of something, you weren't charged, you got sued for it, went to court, won this lawsuit in court, and then flipped it and said, this whole thing was garbage, I'm suing to pay for this because I never should have been in the spot, and win. It's hard to tell the guy after, no, you're not allowed to work. I'm just saying, right? Like I said, I'm not like, you know, and let me just go on here before you think I'm the president. You think I'm the president of the Trevor Bauer fan club. I'm just stating, you know, I'm just stating the what's going on here. And if anything, like Jason stated, he can sue and he probably will, right? He can't sue the Dodgers because the Dodgers paid him. The Dodgers were smart, right? Now, I said it at the time, if you guys remember 2 years ago, I said, if I'm the Dodgers, I just pay him to leave. I'll say, here's your money because you can't sue us because we paid you. You can't sue somebody. You can't sue an employer for paying you, like, even if you don't work. You know what I mean? How are you going to sue a company for paying you, right? If they don't want you to work, you know, your shift isn't here, buddy. Okay, fine. I'm getting paid anyway. You can't sue them. So the Dodgers were sort of, all right, we're going to bite the bullet and we'll just pay the guy $80 million. And at least he can't sue us after. It's not our problem if he sues someone. So if he's going to sue anyone, he's going to sue baseball because they're the ones that suspended him for 2 years. And an arbitrator just came back and said, you guys are nuts. You have no reason to suspend him. He's reinstalled now. They lost. He won. He's probably going to sue baseball after. It's not like Trevor Bauer's not like, you think Trevor Bauer's going to go quietly in a night? No, he's going to sue. Even if he gets signed, he can still sue them. He could say, I would have made this much money. You defame me. You hurt my career. And I tell you what, some jury's just going to hear everything I just said. They'll say, let me repeat, he was never charged with a crime. Let me repeat, he didn't even lose a civil lawsuit. Let me repeat that the judge found that they had to pay his legal charges. And then baseball told him he's not allowed to play. Hey, I'm not Lionel Hutz or Johnny Cochran here, but I'll tell you what. I don't think you have to be to figure out that, yeah, you probably got a case here, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Take out the fact that he's a jerk, you know what I mean? Yeah, but that's where the other thing comes in. He is a jerk, and no one likes him. No one likes him. Every pitcher hates him. He's the one that exposed that they were using sticky stuff. He literally went on Twitter and said, hey, you know what? I've came up with this surfboard wax. I realized that if you use surfboard wax and glue and you spin in it, you get an exit velocity rate of this much better. Whatever. It was like, dude, yeah, that's like a magician going on Twitter and giving away a trick. Like, every pitcher, no one likes him. Like, he's a pariah, right? And so it's like, dude, you're a snitch. You can't, like, tell people, like, little indies. Like, it's like a professional wrestler, like, going on, oh, yeah, by the way, it's not real blood. We had a razor blade in my tape, and I cut my, like, it's like, dude, you're not allowed doing that. Shut up. Like, you think you're going to be welcome in a room after? You just screwed every pitcher. Like, you did. Like, you know what I mean? Everyone kind of knew, but you're going out and talking about it. You did an interview with Sports Illustrated about it, for the love of God. Right? So number one, no one likes you. All right? Oh, what else did he do? Oh, yeah, don't forget when he got mad and he threw the ball. He threw the ball in a center field, and he nearly hit his own center fielder and nearly got beat up for it in the clubhouse after. They were mad about that. You can't do that. That's like Little League stuff, right? He got all mad. He turned around. He whipped the ball, except it nearly hit the center field on his back to the play, because the center field was walking back and nearly hit him in the head type thing, right? Like, it was bad. Like, I think they traded him, like, right after that. Like, they were like, you got to go, right? Like, no one likes him. He got into a fight. Didn't he call, like, a 12-year-old kid a fat loser or something? Like, he gets into arguments with teenagers on Twitter. Like, he got, I remember, like, point blank, he got into a fight with, like, a 12-year-old kid. He called the kid a loser. The best his power said, you probably still live at home. And the kid responded, I'm 12 years old. It was the best. Like, Bauer got into a fight with, like, a 13-year-old kid over, like, stats or something. I don't know, the kid said, you're not as good as you think you are or something. The kid said something to him, and Bauer went off on the kid, right? Like, Bauer, like, followed up tweets, your parents are losers, like, type stuff. Like, you probably still live at home. And he's like, of course I do, I'm 12. And people were like, dude, you're losing a Twitter fight to a 12-year-old, right? I could go on and on. This is off the top of my head with this guy. Like, he's, you know what I mean? Like, and oh, yeah, by the way, you know, he wasn't charged with anything, but also, you know, they, you know, once that sort of it's known. But like I said, there's people that are playing, bro, that have punched women, like, and done, like, hardcore things at baseball. And on top of it, and on top of it, so the Dodgers are paying his salary. So long story short, whatever, he's getting $22.7 million. He already got, like, the Dodgers already paid him everything. So anyways, he's getting $22 million, and you don't have to pay him, which is very bizarre, but whatever. I don't know. I'm not a contractual lawyer, but that's the deal. You get him for the league minimum. Like, there's no negotiating. That's his deal, the league minimum. You have to offer, he can't ask you for $20 million or $80 million. He can only take the league minimum because the Dodgers are paying him. So you get Trevor Bauer, and he's a damn good pitcher, for, I don't know, $878,000 or whatever the hell it is. $900,000, you know what I mean? And I don't know, one bad press conference of questions. And after that, nobody cared. Does anybody care about Deshaun Watson now? No. Deshaun Watson's way worse than Trevor Bauer. Deshaun Watson actually was pressuring women that were just sports therapists for happy endings. Trevor Bauer put an ad on like a sex site and said, into rough sex. And somebody answered. Just call it like it is, people. I don't want him on the Dodgers. I'm a Dodger fan. I don't want him on the Dodgers. But I'm saying legally he should be allowed to play. That's my take. Let's check in with the Super Bowl odds right now, because we haven't done that. Now, we've been talking about the playoff bracket. We've talked about World Baseball Classic. This thing's like a month and a half away. But we got more football talk coming up. We're going to get to the TCU game with Babano on the other side. We'll get Matthias's pick. He told me earlier, I believe, during one of the breaks earlier tonight, that he likes TCU plus the points. We'll get to that. But let's get the updated Super Bowl odds. And it's interesting because of this neutral field stuff, it changes the dynamic, doesn't it, right? Like the Buffalo Bills were Super Bowl favorites all year. Now they're not because they don't have home field suddenly. So the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl favorites. The Kansas City Chiefs are plus 330. Now it should be noted, the Kansas City Chiefs don't have home field advantage in the AFC Conference Championship game if they play the Buffalo Bills. If the Bills and Chiefs play in the AFC Conference Championship game, it's a neutral field. Undecided, unnamed city yet. And that's another story. If it's any other combination, it will be in KC or Buffalo or whatever. You know what I mean? It's only if those two teams play each other, it's a neutral field. So Kansas City are plus 330 to win the Super Bowl. The Buffalo Bills are now a Snoop Dogg plus 420. The Philadelphia Eagles are 5-1. The San Francisco 49ers are plus 550. The Cincinnati Bengals are plus 750. The Dallas Cowboys are 13-1. The Los Angeles Chargers are 21-1. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 28-1. The Minnesota Vikings are 30-1. How the hell is an 8-9 team? The Minnesota Vikings are 13-4. They're 30-1. The Buccaneers are 8-9. I'm not sure the Buccaneers would beat Florida State right now. And they're 28-1. The Baltimore Ravens are 34-1. Jacksonville Jaguars are 48-1. The New York Football Giants back in the playoff, 55-1. The Miami Dolphins are 60-1. The Seattle Seahawks and the 12th man get in the back door, 65-1. Those are your Super Bowl odds. I said on Twitter before the show started that if I had to pick right now, and I'm going to sleep on it, we'll start to nail this down, but I'm going to say that the Super Bowl is going to be, what is it, Super Bowl 57. Super Bowl 57 will be the Buffalo Bills versus the San Francisco 49ers. Bills-Niners Super Bowl. And, of course, they'll start to post exact Super Bowls and odds and all that type and exact outcomes. If you look at, if things play to form, right? And it doesn't mean that it will. There's always a team that surprises people that goes a certain amount far, but not to the Super Bowl type thing, right? Like somebody could upset somebody next weekend. But San Francisco and Seattle, San Francisco's going to win. All right. Jacksonville and the Chargers, that's a toss-up. That's a toss-up, that game. Cincinnati's going to beat Baltimore, and Buffalo's going to beat Miami. So, in other words, Cincinnati will be in Buffalo in 2 weeks, and the Kansas City Chiefs get the winner of the Chargers and Jags. So, in other words, the Chiefs are going to the AFC Conference Championship game, and they're going to play either the Bengals or the Bills. That's the AFC playoffs for you, right?
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
right there. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Listen, there's a lot of talk about the AFC neutral site and where it's going to be. From what I understand, they're not going to wait like too long for an announcement. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. But from what I've heard, a couple of well-informed people say that a decision will come like midweek type thing this week. Like it's not going to be like they're not going to tell teams 4 days before. Right, like they got to book hotel rooms and logistically, like this needs to be decided. It's going to come up, bro. It's like it's around the corner. It's 3 weeks. So, right, they're going to have to, you know, teams have to book hotels and, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go into this stuff. Plus, they want to give fans an opportunity as well, right, to book the tickets. I told everybody I don't think it's going to be Vegas because it's too far for Buffalo. It's in the Chiefs division and it's too far for Buffalo. Now, there's been a couple of reports that the league has spoken to Vegas, though, about the availability of the stadium. That much I can tell you. I can also tell you that somebody told me today, and they're pretty close to like the Vegas football scene in the stadium and the Raiders and everything, all right? So, because they saw me tweeting about it, and they sent me a message, actually, when I was tweeting about this earlier tonight, and they said, for the record, the Vegas thing is real. Right, that the league has spoken to Vegas for real about it. Now, the league spoke to Indy about it, too, and was rejected. Indy's booked. Indianapolis is booked. Detroit is renovating their stadium. They can't do it. Detroit is unavailable. Detroit was another place. So Detroit is unavailable. Indianapolis is unavailable. And it's supposed to be neutral. My suggestion is MetLife. I think MetLife, but the Chiefs aren't going to go for MetLife because it's in the state of New York, right? And the Bills are from New York. Atlanta is a city that I've heard a lot in the last couple hours, which would make a lot of sense. It is pretty neutral. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.